Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Part 2, LGBT Safe Spaces. We are having a ball with lovely Oscar and Zach. If you haven't heard part 1 yet, get schooled. Go back to your feed, click on it, have a listen, come back here for part 2. Here they are, Oscar and Zach. Love them.
And that's the thing as well with like nightclubs, you know, and of course, again, we're, you know, Zach and I are like, you know, love a drink, love going out, love whatever. But then I think for me, part of the thing was, especially like in the 6 months before lockdown, I was doing drag full time. So like just doing any gig I could and sort of, you know, constantly. And it sort of got rid of a lot of the fun of it in a way, you know, instead of like, oh my God, it's time to like go out, you know, like normal people.
But it wasn't special anymore.
Mm. Yeah. Like normal people, you know, will do a job 5 days a week and then go out to the nightclub and it's like the big thing. When you're actually working there constantly, it gets to a point where like, okay, what else? Like my idea of fun is, you know, becomes lying in bed, just sort of staring at the ceiling and groaning. Yeah. It's like, ooh. but seeing how... once you, like the more you're there and the more like the sort of the magic disappears from it, seeing how, you know, great it is in a way that these spaces are sexualized and how it's a great place to like, you know, meet someone and maybe, you know, meet someone you don't really want to meet, but then all the predators that are out there and all the sort of creeps or the people who are like, oh, well, she's had a couple of drinks, let me make a move now. And especially in the gay community, the amount of, I don't know if this is a universal thing or just in Scotland for some reason, the amount of just groping, like you're just making your way through the bar and some man just grabs your ass or your dick or whatever.
Wow. Yeah.
Like in drag or out of drag. Like their way of flirting is just
in or out of drag.
Yeah. Just ramming up against you like, hi. Ugh.
Yeah. Like, if I used to go out with my friends on a Friday or a Saturday night, like you'd be there 20 minutes. You'd be like, oh, and there's the first grope of the night. But you'd be able to keep count of them. You know what I mean? You wouldn't be able to keep count on both hands. You'd need a lot more fingers. But it's one of those things. It would happen all the time. And the busier and busier it was, the more people felt they had the right to do it.
And from a certain demographic, or just everybody does it?
I mean, I could never, you know, you're never looking by some point. You know what I mean? There's no point. It's just, oh, I've been groped again. Like,
it's not older, creepy guys necessarily.
Not necessarily.
It's just everybody does it.
Sometimes it's like, you know, a relative, you know, fairly attractive, I don't know, 25-year-old, 30-year-old guy who's just like off his face, and whether it's some sort of awkwardness that, you know, gets like broken through alcohol, and then suddenly he's just like, and it's, and then actually, dare I say, when I'm in, this is mostly when I'm in drag, of course, the amount of women and girls who just start touching, like they're almost worse than the guys, will just be like, oh my God, I love your makeup. Just like face, like hand in the face. I love your hair. Is it real? It's like, you know, huge pink, like crazy thing. Like, is that real? It's like, yes. It is. Absolutely. I grew this myself.
There.
Thank you to my mother for these jeans. It's like, no. or grabbing the dick as well. They're like, oh, so you think you're a woman now? It's like,
oh. No.
Yeah, literally.
Because it's not cool. None of that is cool. I always used to find if I ever took my straight friends to a gay club, like we'd be in there for 2 minutes and they'd be like, just been groped. I'd be like, I've been coming here for 10 years. I haven't been groped once.
Like, we can smell it. We can smell the heterosexuality. We're like, you want to experiment, Dalek? It's like,
I thought you were going to say that straight boys... Because we've talked about this before, that straight boys in gay bars, because there's always, so if you take a straight friend along to a gay bar, there's always, you know, some girls gone along with our gay boyfriends. The number of times I've been out in bars and a straight friend cops off with some girl in the loo, and you think, this is a gay bar. For God's sake.
Literally. Yes.
Nice of them to do it in the loo rather than on the dance floor, though.
Right? Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Out of sight, out of mind, and all that.
Yeah, precisely.
Here's a question for the group. My friend has started saying that the concept of straight people hitting on him, he's like, he was saying, oh, I think that's actually my internalized homophobia, that I get excited by that. And he was like, and I'm not into it anymore. And I think I used to fantasize about it. And I don't even want to like objectify straight men. What do you think about that?
I was absolutely guilty of that. I would only like for quite a while. I don't know if it's because I actually have quite a lot of straight male friends who I can actually like really like have good conversations and connections with. But then they would always get to this point where I'm like, oh, we have a really good relationship and connection and really know each other. I'm falling in love with you. You know, like bizarre. It's like just because like I'm not having this kind of connection with anyone else, let alone a gay man. So suddenly I'm like, I'm fully in love with you.
What do you think, Zach?
I mean, I kind of understand. It's the whole thing of like, I go with what Oscar says, like, you know, you have those like your straight males that you can, that you are friends with. It's like the whole thing, you know, oh, well, men can't be friends with women because of, you know, A, B, and C. It's a ridiculous thing, I think. I do kind of get it, like, you know, the straight guys hitting on you kind of thing. I understand, but I think it's the same with as I say, with straight men and women. I think because you've got some kind of chemical hormones at play and things like that, I think your body just kind of reacts in a way that your mind might go, maybe we shouldn't do that, or maybe we should. It's that big, Like, you don't really know which way to go with it.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Yes.
What does Greenwood Cafe think about straight boys coming in and straight people and all of
no.
that?
No. No. Oh, what's fascinating. We had a couple of news articles written about us. When we sort of first announced that we were opening and that we had this GoFundMe started and all this stuff. And we got, you know, the usual trolls and sort of negative comments and stuff.
Really?
And people saying things like, oh, so, you know, first of all, oh, why are they using the word queer? That's a slur. That's terrible. I'm like, okay, catch up, Margaret. You know. first of all. Secondly, so they want to be included, but then they're creating like segregated spaces. I love it when straight people use the word segregated about like safe spaces for the queer community, black people, whatever it is.
Yes.
It's like, oh, so you don't want to be included. Maybe, blah, blah, blah.
Do explain that, because people do say that. And I think it's such an important argument why we need them.
Well, because we do need them, because so often, especially if you're growing up as a little queer kid, let's say, if you don't have some form of representation, whether that's a drag queen or a gay actor or places like a queer cafe, you think that it's wrong. And because it's much easier to meet certain types of media or representation which says that being queer is a negative thing. Mm-hmm. Whether it's a kid at school saying, ha ha ha, you're a faggot, whatever, without even understanding what that word means sometimes. So it's so important to have some form of representation, whatever that is, and especially a space where you can go into and participate in it and feel safe as a queer person, especially as a queer kid, where you might have, you know, you might be like, oh, I'm bisexual, but maybe what, you know, what's gender actually? What does this mean? What does that mean?
So to make sense of it all.
Yeah, to have a space to make sense of it all and to see that it's okay, instead of having these sort of thoughts in your head of, oh God, if I'm a lesbian, I'll kill myself. Or if I'm a gay boy, I need to run away from my family or whatever it is, which is so easy to... It's so easy to feel that way, I think.
And what would you do? What is your sort of straight people policy?
I mean, everybody is allowed in. As long, you know, we say, as long as you're not bringing any prejudices through the door, you are welcome here. Do you know what I mean? It's basically anybody can come in. Just don't be a dick. That's the rule. Like.
That's why I think it's club coming as well. It's not that difficult, you know.
Yeah.
There's all ages, all genders, all colours, all sexualities.
Yeah.
But basically, just be kind and don't be a dick. And then you will have, and it's amazing when you put that out. I think that's what's lovely, what you've done with the cafe, is you put something out to the world. You just sort of say, this is what we want this to be. And actually, it kind of starts to manifest itself because people come with that ethos.
Precisely.
And it's so easy, actually. But you just have to, and it's, but you realize how unusual and how rare it is for establishments to say, we want this to be kind and safe, and we want, you know, and that's actually, when that happens, people are so thirsty and hungry for it.
Precisely.
I wanted to ask you, Zach, about, we've not talked about you and your DJing and about how, you know, are you a full-time DJ?
No, basically I started DJing about, gosh, we're coming up 2 years now, because my lovely friends who own The Street said that I could go and use their decks.
And The Street's a gay club on Picardy Place in
Edinburgh, that's right. Yeah. And yeah, so basically they said you can come in on a Thursday night and you can have a bit of a practice before, you know, the night begins at 9 or 10 o'clock. I can't quite remember. And then between the people that DJed there and obviously the owners, Lou and Trendy Wendy, they showed me all the kind of things that I needed to know to become a better DJ. And before lockdown, I was warming up for Wendy on a Friday night. So it's come kind of quite a long way in the short space of time, really.
What's your ultimate floor filler? What gets people on your fail-safe song?
The one I was playing quite a lot was Lola's Theme by the Shapeshifters. Oh, that's a cracking tune. Everybody loves it. Short, sweet, but, you know, snappy, gets the job done.
Have you been missing DJing? Are you DJing at home?
Well, I miss it immensely. Again, it's the same thing that Oscar was saying. It's all well and good recording a mix in your bedroom, dancing around to yourself. But, you know, you're having like a coffee while you're doing it at 10 in the morning, kind of playing to your window with people looking on eating breakfast. But it's kind of, I like the switch of, you know, if you're playing to a room of people and you put a song on that people aren't quite feeling, they'll walk off, and that's like, you know, a dagger in the heart. But this way, I'm having a party of one and I'm loving it. So that's 100% approval rating. That's what I can stick on my posters. But I mean, I've been putting mixes up on Mixcloud and things like that, and they've been getting played on local radio, so small steps.
Good. I was just wanting to say, going back to the point we made earlier about sort of body fascism and everything, and the whole reason that we're having this conversation is that your friend Tom and Tom's dad I went to high school with, and so it's Tom's dad who told me about the Greenwood Cafe.
That's right.
And Tom sells he did this really interesting zine, Chris. I don't know if I told you about this. About sort of, and he did this zine, and I saw it and bought some. It's really, really good, and it's available at the Greenwood Cafe as are some other artistic things. But what was fascinating about it to me was he sort of said this thing in it about how this thing we're talking about, the sort of the way that bodies are so objectified and they're sort of, you know, regulated and discussed in a certain way. And there's so much more to kind of queer life than that. And he did this series of photographs of his flatmates in various places, and just kind of casual photographs, but very intimate friends, pictures, and he said he just wanted to present another view of young queer life. And I thought it was such a great point. And also such beautiful pictures. I really thought it was lovely. So it's great that you're supporting and having a venue for artists like that too.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Yeah, I think that's really the a lot of the queer focus about the space is really about giving a platform to local queer artists in a way. Of course, there's like the staff and, you know, the two of us, the sort of owners and stuff like that. But we've had some people ask, for example, like, oh, are you going to have a rainbow flag in the window or, you know, anywhere? Mm. And we kind of feel like, do we need to do that in order to be a queer space? Like, do we need a rainbow flag necessarily? And part of the sort of normalizing of the queer space might mean not necessarily having to have that. However, we have, you know, two or three shelves full of prints and zines and just art by local up and coming queer artists. And I think especially when you're, you know, most of them are about 20, 21, maybe. They're just out of art school or they're still in art school and they don't have a space to sell their work or just even show it off like an exhibition or anything like that. So that was really a big thing for me, was like giving them a space for whatever it is, a print, an illustration, a digital thing, whatever it is, to sell their work. And, you know, not just like a little tokenistic exhibition like, oh, yeah, sure, here's, you know, queer artists, woo, you know, give us your gay money or anything, or like not even your money, you know, just come in. But actually creating a space to sell and generate some income for them, especially during a pandemic and all that.
What other ones do you admire? I'd love listeners to know more about other places as well. One of the things that we love when we found out about you is the alcohol-free element of a safe space and stuff. And I wondered if either of you had any experiences with alcohol that meant that you were like, I want to create a space where it doesn't come into the equation.
I mean, for myself, like just with lockdown, I think really has been the real tell, because basically as lockdown came, so did redundancy for myself. So it was, it was one of those, it was like, oh God, I've now got no job, no furlough. I'm really down. I'm just going to have a drink. And then it was the next night you would have a drink and the next night you would have a drink. So it was just one of those things that it became something to pass the time. And then, with this, the cafe coming in general, with it being an alcohol-free space, as well as me working so many hours, you know, it's one of those things, I don't have a chance now to come home and have a drink. It's like, you come home, you eat, you go to bed, you go back the next day. And I don't dislike that at all. I like how I feel now that I've not had a drink. And it's not that I'm not drinking at all. I wouldn't say that. Do you know what I mean? It's just, I enjoy now going to the pub and having a couple of drinks, or just having, you know, some wine with dinner or something like that, rather than just sitting on the couch watching repeats of Gogglebox on 4/7 and plugging 12 cans. Do you know what I mean? It's one of those. It's a completely different thing. And I think it's nice to create a space where other people can go and not have a drink and enjoy themselves, rather than feeling like they have to sit at home and be with themselves, rather than socializing with other like-minded people, because now there is that space for them.
Yes, exactly.
I was the same. Like, I did drink, but like it seemed pointless to go beyond a certain point, because it's like, what am I going to do? Start leaping around the sitting room? Like, not going to happen.
That was the weird thing about drag, was that it was like, okay, so, you know, on a basic business level, a lot of like running a drag show is, okay, I need to bring people into this bar to buy drinks. You know what I mean? Apart from like the show, whatever, it's like, okay, I need to get people in here so that they buy drinks at the bar, of course. And then I'm like, okay, I'll have like a Long Island iced tea and a Pussy Bomb shot to like get the evening going. Wow. And then I'm like, okay, exactly. You know, and then we have a free bottle of wine for the performers. I'm like, oh, you don't want some? Oh, I'll just have another glass. You know, and then it's sort of spitballs. It's that classic thing, like, oh, I'll just have a drink. And then suddenly, especially when you're a drag queen, people are like, oh, do you want a shot, babe? You're so good.
Yeah, it's
like,
always shots.
Well, go on there. You know, and it's also like exciting. And then suddenly I'm at CC Bloom's at 4 a.m. or whatever. And, you know, sort of gone past that.
But that's nightlife, isn't it? That's the thing. It's not when you work in nightlife, you don't have to get up in the morning. And that's what's sort of so tempting and dangerous about it, is that that can become... That is like your job and your life, but it's like, that's the equivalent of having a couple of drinks after work for someone who works in an office. But it cannot, it's easy to slip into something else.
Well, exactly. But then the thing was, then once lockdown came in, I was like, okay, let me, you know, do my job by drinking at home. And as I said earlier, like then it just didn't become as fun. Do drag and all that, but just not. This wasn't the same. And it especially got to this point at, it was the night of what would have been Edinburgh Pride. And we did, I did a little sort of online show of like a retrospective of the show from the past and whatever. And then the main drag show here in Edinburgh called The Rabbit Hole did like an online show as well. And I was literally just on a video call with a friend drinking by myself at home. And I got not quite blackout drunk, but it was hazy. And I just had this moment the next day where I was like, this needs to stop. This, or it needs a break at least. And it's just not, like, because it's not the same fun, as I was saying, of being in a nightclub surrounded by people. It's sort of me sort of pushing myself to get through this.
A sense of community. It's like with the theater as well. Like, I think that's what's been really difficult about, and like why we're trying, you know, like why you guys have done such a great thing in making this new community for everybody, because that's why people go to bars, and that's why, I mean, there are many reasons, but I think the biggest one, that's why people go to the theatre, or why we gather in groups to do these things. Church as well, it's the same thing. You know, it's about people coming together and feeling part of something and feeling part of, like, you know, your tribe. And so it's really important. And that's something that's been really lacking in this for most of 2020. And I think that's what's so great about what you boys have done in Edinburgh.
Thank you.
Boys, you're so inspiring. I'm so glad to have talked to you. I mean, it's so funny. When Tom's dad told me about it and I did the thing on Instagram, it's just kind of, I'm so glad it's come to this. And we've had this great chat, and you really are so great what you're doing. You should be so proud of yourselves. And next
thank
time I'm
so
in
much.
Edinburgh, I'll come along and see you.
Thank you. That really means the world, honestly.
Thanks so much for talking to us today.
Thank you, boys.
Thank you too.
Thanks so much.
I found that very heartening and inspiring.
It really was.
Those boys.
Wasn't it?
I mean, I just think I feel hopeful about the world after talking to those boys.
Yeah, it's that thing of like, if you don't see it, go out and create it. And it's a lot of work. And they've just gone out there, dug deep. And, you know, Zach's story of being really depressed, having been, you know, made redundant, and turning that round and realizing he was possibly drinking a little bit too much, and turning that round and making it into like this incredible space that includes people, is,
and all about kindness. You know, that's what they're talking about. It's all about kindness. Even the stuff in the groping in the bar and the reactions to all that. I mean, I found that very heartening. I feel it's kind of made me ease my stress about the rest of the political situation in the world.
Homo sapiens is a warm bubble bath, Alan, and I'm pleased that you are currently splashing around in it, feeling soothed.
Is that what you want our new tagline?
Yes. And then we'll get a sponsorship deal with Cussons.
Cussons Imperial Leather.
Cussons Imperial Leather.
Or Radox. Do they still have Radox?
Radox, yeah. And you know, do you remember Cussons Imperial Leather soap with the paper sticker on it?
And it was like Russian czars did it, wasn't it?
It's very glitzy. I remember when it was in our bathroom as kids. It was like, oh my God.
I totally remember the smell. It had a sort of a beigey colour.
Yes.
And then that little sticker with red and black on the middle of it. A sticker on a bar of soap. What an interesting idea.
But that the recipe for that glue that keeps the sticker on the bar of soap is still top secret. It's locked in a vault somewhere.
Because, how do you know that?
Because I read about it for some reason. Because if you think about it, it's a bar of soap. How the hell does the paper stay on it the whole time you're using yourself in water washing it?
So it's obviously some hideous chemical.
Yeah, there is that. It always comes back to anything fun ruins the planet, doesn't it?
Yes.
First private jets, now this.
Gosh, I didn't think we were going to go from those boys to Imperial Leather, but yeah, that's the way things go in Homo sapiens, I suppose. You just never know.
It absolutely is. And listeners, we want to know what you think of that episode. We want you to send in your queer safe spaces all over, up and down the UK, all over the world. And if they want to write to us, Alan, how the hell do they get in touch?
This is how you write to us. You write to hello@homosapienspodcast.com. And also you can review us. How do they do that, Chris?
You can review us and win a t-shirt if we pick your review as Review of the Week. They can do that by heading to Apple Podcasts and opening up the little comment box and maybe writing a few nice words. And you can write some horrible words if you want to.
If you haven't liked it, we'd love to hear that too. We're kind of very open to negative criticism.
Yeah.
Because we want to grow and learn and get better, viewers. And also, if you want to buy the beautiful sweatshirt that I was wearing seconds ago before I ripped it off to have this Yes, Independence for Scotland sweatshirt underneath it, you can buy the sweatshirt and the t-shirt at a very long URL or URL. Mm-hmm. What is it, Chris?
URL. It's everpress.com/homosapiens.
Hello, listeners. I just wanted to come on here and give you a little update because we've been in touch with the delightful Oscar and Zach this week to get the very latest before we publish this episode. And the great news is that their cafe, Greenwood Cafe, is now going to be open fully from the 26th of April as lockdown restrictions in Scotland are gradually lifting. Also, they've managed to stay open as a takeaway and shop since January and had masses of support from the neighbourhood and Edinburgh's queer community throughout, which is just such lovely news to hear. Their latest exhibition opens on the 1st of May, so if you're passing, do pop in and say a big Homo sapiens hello. And you can keep up with all their activities by looking for at Greenwood Cafe, cafe with a K no less, on both Instagram and Facebook. I, for one, will be heading straight there the next time I'm in Edinburgh. Okie dokie, lots of love.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Powered by Spirit Studios.